I'm a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Monday, 10-10-16. Does that sound like a lottery number to you? And if it's Monday, I've got Ron McDonald with me. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, John? I'm sorry I missed last week. The power had gone out.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I take it it's back on.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I remember the week before you were talking about Time Warner and the heavy cost that they were trying to charge you with. Did you ever handle that, or what's going on with that?
Well, I thought you were going to pay the bill.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and they cut you off, not me. Oh, no.
Yes.
And Time Warner has been sold. It's a brand new company now.
Oh.
Isn't it funny how depression and lack of sales will lead to consolidation? It's happening all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I forget, Mikey, just for a point of interest here, so I don't forget who I'm talking about, what's the new name to Time Warner? Now, you're not going to pull this out of your head because you don't know it. You got to look it up. You're not my walking encyclopedia. Time Warner Cable. No, no, no. What is it? Charter Communications? I don't think it's Charter. It starts with an S. At any rate. In order to get the new contract, they're holding up the contract I signed a couple of months ago until the entire balance is paid down. Now, this is corporate America thinking here. Now, if I would have been operating under the new contract and saving over $300 a month, that money could have been available to pay down the bill. But that's not how these people think. No. We can't honor your new contract until the old one and your debt is paid down. So in five days, I've got to come up with $1,850 to retire that debt in order to get the discounted price on. And Tom in Pennsylvania told me this. He said, man, you pay a lot for internet. And I said, what do you pay? He could get this, Ron. I mean, this is blazing speed as far as I'm concerned. 100 up and 100 down. And that's in megabytes. That's uploading and downloading.
Mm-hmm.
We're working out with a 10 by 10, 10 megabytes up and 10 down. And we're being charged $595 for that.
Wow.
And it's really odd because the problem is that we're so dependent. The internet stream goes down, the network shuts off. That's what feeds our satellite. That's what feeds the Listen Live. That's what operates the web page, at least for the time being, post ICANN here. Which, by the way, before I forget, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week, you may have noticed that I ran the series on communism. And the reason I did that is 2 weeks prior, 2 Wednesdays prior, I played the first and the second part. That got a little screwed up. Mike, we played the second part first and the first part second. No? We played hour one of the second part the first time around, and then at any rate, what was in my mind is that very possibly in the near future, we won't be able to talk about such issues on the internet. This is the one thing that is concerning me greatly, handing it over to an international body that is obviously politically correct, and of which they've been using hate crime laws against every mother and their uncle. It's hard to do it here in the United States because we still have this lingering First Amendment thing. You know, I don't know who dreamed that up, you know, that we should have the right to assemble and speak freely and do all that stuff, all that evil stuff. But I was, what was in my mind is I better run this before I cannot. So having obviously done it two Wednesdays in a row, third Wednesday rolled around last week, and I thought, you know what? I got some work to do at the house. I haven't cleaned my house in over 2 years. Oh, before anybody.
Wow.
No, the toilets have been scrubbed and the floors have been swept. Yeah. I'm talking about deep house cleaning that you got to do.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah, at least once a year, if not twice
yes.
a year. And I took the opportunity to do that, which I didn't want to do anyhow, but... you know, such is life. We all have things we have to do. But at any rate, that's why I ran that series. Now, back to your original question of how things are going. Yeah, I've got 5 days to cough up the $1,850 to get the new price. And we need your help, folks. I mean, there's no two ways about this. And I'm going to stick with my bed here. Did you watch the Trump... Clinton thing last night?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, I watched it this morning, and man, it depressed me. You know, here's Donald up there groveling because of a locker room conversation he had 11 years ago with none other than one of the cousins of the Bushes, and he's got to be all contrite because Hillary's been hammering him about how he hates women and this, that, and the other. You know, Ron... you've had conversations with people. Hell, I've had to ask Mike a couple of times, was my mic closed when we go to break? Because I might make a comment here, and he's in there laughing right now. I might make a comment that, you know, it would just pop in somebody's ear, and the mic wasn't shut. You know, do we say things that weren't meant for other people to hear? Yeah. Yeah. Private conversation. That's why they call private conversations. This man was not acting in the capacity of being a representative or a president of the United States or anything else. This was a private conversation with one of the Bushies, close enough to it, and they were talking about the birds.
mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
And, you know, between you and me, we know that he was puffing himself up by trying to just act more as a man in front of this other young man. That was all that was. Otherwise, I mean, what man goes out there and actually talks like that? No one does. But when you're amongst men, you try and say, well, I'm better than you, basically, and you tell your story, right?
Well, and
but it's meaningless.
Well, and, you know, when you really think about it across the board, you ever seen a rooster walking around in a hen house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That just about says it all about the male drive. And let another rooster show up? That's all she wrote. And whether people in this politically correct world want to debate it, you know, there's natural laws and there's things that are done that in the reproductive process that attracts women. Now, I'm not talking about the Helen Gurley Brown type. I'm not talking about the braless ones back in the 70s that are looking for their men to be kinder and gentler and to cry at movies and things of that nature. That's not how, as a culture, we approach the situation. And without going into a big, long debate about the feminization of America, especially the neutered males. In the animal kingdom, who's the one that's brightly colored? Who's the one, the aggressor, that goes out to court the females? It's the males.
Yeah.
In almost every species, the female is the smaller or drabber of the two. There are exceptions in this world. Seahorses, for instance, they become mummy. And the males actually live birth the little tiny seahorses. But that's the exception to the rule. I'm sure there's other instances, but they're very rare. So here we've upset the apple cart on how men and women interact with each other, what attracts them. And I'll be hung upside down in a bucket of horse doo-doo. If I was a woman in today's world, I would want some coward, effeminate male to be my partner, because if it comes down to it, and you strip away this thin veneer of supposedly polite society, is the woman going to man up? Is she the one that's going to defend the family? No, this goes against the natural order of things. You see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am so sick of this crap. I'm just, Ron, after watching this debate this morning, I think, and watching, by the way, neocon connected Republicans, the asshat from, what's his name, from Wisconsin, old Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't say that he was going to withdraw his support for Trump. He just basically said he wasn't going to support him. He's not going to withdraw, but he's not going to support. You've got John McCain. Here's a guy that never saw a country he didn't want to bomb. We've got the neocons and the insiders going after Trump now. I mean, the damn elections, November 8th, okay? And now we have, where's Newt Gingrich been lately? I've got a sneaking suspicion that old Newty boy had something to do with Mr. Pence being his vice president. And I trust Mr. Pence, by the way, as far as I could pick you and your redwoods and the entire state of California and try to heave it into the Pacific. This guy, he's a steely-eyed politician, and I don't trust him at all. Hell, I barely trust Donald Trump. I know what I don't like, and I know what I don't trust. And that's what this thing, this supposed, Ron, this town hall meeting was supposed to be about. These were supposed to be questions from the audience. How many questions did you count? I counted 5.
Yeah, there were supposed to be 9, I believe, altogether.
Oh, was there?
But yeah, there was supposed to be, yeah. But one of Marsha, I think that was her name, the blonde in there, she was actually debating Trump during the process on Syria.
You're talking about the, oh, God.
Moderator.
Oh, you mean the, let's be kind so I don't appear Trump-like. You mean the old whore from ABC? Whoops, did I say that? Did I say whore? My God, I meant the prostitute. That's whore is a derogatory comment. Out of what rock did they dig this one? I have never seen her before. She's some deep asset within the communized ABC News or something. I don't even know. But yet I saw the effeminate homosexual CIA asset. What was that guy's
Cooper?
Name? Oh, that's right. Mr. Cooper. Yeah. Mr. You know, I blew their producer's mind a couple of years ago when Mr. Kennedy decided he wanted to send letters to all the governors. Yeah. Oh, it was CNN calling. Anderson Cooper wants you on air. Oh, he wants to bring you in studio. And I said, no, thank you. Well, we figured you'd want to respond. I said, to what? This is Anderson Cooper. This is CNN. You're asking me to voluntarily drop myself into a meat grinder and then me to turn my own handle? I said, I don't think so. Well, why not? And I thought, you know what? You're never going to get it. You're working there. This is where you're getting your paycheck. If I try to explain it to you, you ain't going to understand. So I just simply said to her, I said, look, I'm afraid if I get in the same studio with Anderson Cooper, if I'm in the green room or something, I'm afraid he's going to hit on me. What? I said, you didn't know that your boss is a homosexual? I've never heard of such. And I said, well, go ask him. This is before he outed himself. Okay? At any rate.
Shouldn't you give out the phone number for donations?
Yeah, I should. Is anybody going to respond today?
It's a holiday. Maybe someone will respond. Maybe they're home listening right now.
Maybe they are. 800. Which number do you want me to give out? The 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. And folks, I want you to pay attention to the quality of the voice. Verizon finally nailed it. With a little help from Tom. They'd never done what? Vonage. What'd I say? Verizon?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Didn't that guy jump ship?
He did.
He went over to Sprint. They must have paid him more. Isn't that kind of political? You make the bigger paycheck and everybody will jump and go to the opposition? Hey. John in Indiana. Hello, John. What? You double tapped John and you hung up on John? John, is that John on the line right now? No. Let's take Steve in California and don't double tap him. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. You know, a question I had when I heard about this tape was, first of all, it is a private conversation, and who's got a recorder running to hold on to something like that? I mean, it appears that somebody decided they wanted to use this at some later time, maybe even to blackmail him. But, I mean, you're in it's locker room talk, you know, guys are guys, you know. But that somebody actually recorded that and held on to it for 11 years to pull it out at the precise time. It's kind of odd, don't you think?
Well, I think it's particularly odd that somebody would do that. But here again, Donald Trump was not a holder of a public office. He was not accountable to anybody other than himself and his company and his family and employees that work for him. I don't see where it's any of their damn business. I mean, that's like, I don't know. I can't even think of Steve, of a corollary to that situation. That was a private conversation. I guess you could call the conversation that Bill Clinton had with the Attorney General on tarmac out there in Arizona. That was a private conversation.
Yes, it was.
Well, somebody finally spilled the beans on that one. I'm going to get around to it today. The Department of Justice, old Lynch there, Billy Boy showed up to threaten her, basically.
Yeah, he did. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I'm glad that was brought up yesterday. That, you know, he came out. At first, I started thinking he's going to be a little passive in here, and he just really surprised me that he finally called a spade, and he came out swinging. And he, it's amazing that they actually pulled the sexual tape card, you know, that card after her whole deal with Bill Clinton. Now, I'm amazed that she had the gall to go in that direction with such a tainted past.
But if you notice the narrative of this, she, when trapped, kept wanting to get back to the issues of jobs in America and whatever else. Yep. And that was Trump's theme to begin with. Yep. And he nailed Hillary Clinton right between the eyeballs when he brought up the TPP. When he started talking about bringing jobs back in the United States, and you notice, by the way, there was nothing mentioned about Ford Motor Company, and Ford Motor has already said that, you know, we're not going to take that $1 billion and put it down in Mexico. We're going to keep it right here. No mention of that whatsoever. Trump didn't even bring it up.
Yeah. You know, I think, John, it was a pretty smart move to emphasize several times that he did, 26, 27, 30 years in government service.
Yeah.
And you didn't do anything then, and you didn't do anything all these other times, but now you say you're going to. I mean, I think that's a really good thing to emphasize.
Well, and I can you hang on, Steve?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hang on 1 second. 800-313-9443 will talk about the upcoming elections and whether people want to admit it or not. the federales, it does depend who is sitting in the CEO seat. Trust me on this one, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do we have any Twilight bumper, Twilight Zone bumper music? Mike? Well, no, you don't have to play it. That was kind of a joke. James S. Ron, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's coincidental. So am I.
Who?
Steve in California. Are you sitting down? Where's Steve? There he is.
I'm here.
Fell down.
Are you sitting down or are you standing right now?
I'm standing.
Well, sit down.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay. James
breaking news here. Go ahead.
Yes, James S. just donated $3,000 to the network.
Oh wow.
My goodness.
So
that's awesome.
That is going to take care of the bill that's actually due on the 15th for $595 and then the $1,850. And I got a few shekels left over. I can actually pay the satellite bill this month.
Awesome.
Wow.
This guy. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So
what was John and Ron, what was your overall impression of the debates last night?
I thought they wasted 30 minutes on frivolous thing on what he said 11 years ago, that between two private people. and made it and really attacked him on that. Cooper actually said, well, did you ever touch a woman that way? Did you ever? Crap. I mean, trying to be a judge at that point, you know, and that was beyond a moderator's situation right there.
You know, I'm glad I'm not running for president, because if I was standing on that stage, I would ask him, have you played with any little boys' pickles? I would have. I would not make it into the White House, trust me.
Yeah, he was the wrong one. He was the wrong one to be asking a question like that. Yeah. I agree with what you just said, John.
Yeah.
He was the wrong one to be asking that question. Overall, I thought Donald Trump was on the offensive, and Hillary, she started with that big phony smile with the grinning of the teeth and that towards middle of the debate. That went away. She knew it was a serious situation at that point.
Well, you know, the only thing she could do was deny, deny, lie, lie. I mean, what else can you say when somebody's throwing factual evidence at you like that? I mean, she got nailed on that stuff. Yeah. So.
But see, she actually comes out and says, well, they're all false. It's all false.
Oh, yeah,
none
right.
of it's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Go to my website.
You know, she didn't throw out that phrase she uses all the time as the right-wing conspiracy. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for that.
Isn't that amazing?
Never happened.
You know, I just, my God, I am more than convinced that the FBI, Mr. Comey, threw this investigation to protect Hillary and probably himself. Ron, did you read that thing about James Stewart and It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes, I did.
Do you
yes,
know
I
that did. The FBI, that movie was made in 1946. What was the two issues in that movie? It was the savings and loan and how right. evil the banks were. The FBI yeah. didn't like that and actually opened up an investigation. And they did it under the heading of communism. Now, in 1946, if you don't think the agencies are there to protect that which they have been told to protect, you had better think again. My God. Steve?
Hey, thanks, guys.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks for your call. Let me try to go to FCC on one. Is this the Federal Communications Commission?
Yeah, well, we were going to let you off with just a $50,000 fine, but after the pickled comment, you're shut down now. We've got a complaint from the United Nations that you've been insulting a particular piano leg lesbian, so we have to shut you down.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, but I've got to tell you, Mr. FCC, we don't have license as a satellite network. We're not required to fill out any of your stinking paperwork, man. So
in that case, don't worry about it.
but if the internet is not being controlled in here in America, Tom, I don't understand why people keep referring to this long outdated, outmoded thing that they call the Constitution and specifically the Bill of Rights. I'm having a hard time with this. So I feel very comfortable in turning over the internet to nameless, faceless bureaucrats that have already demonstrated that they'll put your butt in jail for hate speech. Hang on one second. I got to take a 3-minute break, Tom. Hang on one second. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, Seromax. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Serumax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SerumaxHGH.com. SerumaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Serumax HGH.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's hard.
I never thought I'd be mourning the loss of a government entity, Tom.
Well, you know, I called originally because you were talking about the you know, the animals like the seahorses that take over the mail roll and all that. But you left out one other one, too. There's another one. There's Hillary. She's taken over.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw a side of Donald Trump that I think would... I think this thing with Hillary Clinton backfired. I think since it was brought up, the 11-year-old recording talking to one of the Bush's cousins, of all people, you know, and chances are it was probably one of the operatives for the Bushites that they've been collecting data and information for years on people. I wouldn't doubt if it came from them. But all that aside, I mean, Donald Trump showed me something that he could be contrite and apologetic. And that kind of shot, and him bringing this thing up, you know, the way it was brought up, the way it was discussed, it just took the wind right out of Hillary's sails. And then at the last question, if you guys remember, the last question of that debate, you guys have anything nice to say about each other? And immediately Hillary Clinton went to Trump's family. Well, if you're a bad father, how do you raise such great kids?
Yeah.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah.
And you know what? The locker room talk and all that on the golf course, you know, all these guys that are, you know, bad-mouthing Trump, you know, they're bailing on him. You know what? When I was young, we all, you know, the guys where I worked with, we were always, like, taking bets, you know, who was going to get the new girl there, you know, and who was going to get the first date with her or something like that or what, you know what I'm saying. And we used to take bets on that stuff all the time. And I'm sorry, guys are guys, you know, and that's just the way we're built. That's the way we're wired. And
Well, you know, it's important that men are like that because that's what keeps the population going.
Well,
right, absolutely.
Don't ask the feminazis out there that, because they
I tell my wife, you know, sometimes she says, you know, I said, look, the day I stop looking is the day you got to start worrying, you know, because I may look, but I don't touch. And
either that, or you went putified.
Well, that's what I mean. I say the day I stop looking, you know, at women, then you've got a problem on your hands.
am I to surmise from that statement that you'd start looking at men?
Well, or something. I don't know. Not looking at all. John, did you get? Were you able to find that thing I told you about, the UPS for your phones?
The UPS for my phones.
You know, battery backup for Ron.
Oh, no, I found them. I found them on there. I haven't ordered any yet, but I'm going to get one.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what the hell you guys are.
Looking,
I have no idea.
You had a 3,000?
What?
This is a battery.
I told him the other day after the show went out, his phone went out, so I told him to get a battery backup and hook it to his modem and his router, and that'll keep his phone alive.
Oh, so you're
run down to the
phone. You're talking to me about a conversation you had with him, and I've been left out of the loop. Well, thank you, guys. Okay.
No,
who are you?
I thought my cheese was sliding off my cracker here for a minute.
Right. That fell off a long time ago. Hey, I want to say thanks to Steve for helping us out, man. You know, I've done everything I can to try to reduce the bills. Now Steve has helped you get them all caught up. So hopefully this train's going to keep running and not run out of steam.
Well, that's my intent. And, you know, if old Casey Jones is up at the locomotive here and I've got two busted legs and a broken arm and I got one good one, I can still stoke the furnace and pull a few levers and, you know, honk the horn or whatever they do on those things, so...
Yeah, you were talking about how much I pay for internet up here. You're paying what, $600 for 10x10?
Yeah,
we get 100x100 up here for $129.
For $129, the problem,
right, for 100x100.
The problem is, and I've stated this before, I would love to go just non-commercial account. The difference is, since we're so dependent. And by satellite, there's a lot of people out there that rebroadcast the program. We have a lot of satellite listeners. We have a lot of people online listening. That thing goes down, and everything goes to hell in a handbasket. And that $595, that is a commercial account. And if the internet does go down, we are prioritized. You know, I've had this happen before at my home with my AT&T internet going down, and you call them and they go, oh, well, you know, yeah, we're aware of the problem and we're taking steps. But they don't tell you when it's going to be fixed. It could be fixed in 15 minutes, or depending on how big the problem is, it could be 8, 10 hours, 24 hours from now. So that is kind of an insurance policy, one that I don't think is particularly fair, but I have the interest of the continuity of the network to think about. So,
how often has it ever went down at the office?
Mike, you can better answer that than anybody else. Did you hear the question? Has the internet ever gone down here in the office? Yeah, it's.
Did it go down for an equipment failure in the office or the wiring coming to the office, or was it a network issue? Because if it's a network issue, that everybody gets priority because the whole thing is down for everybody.
Well, and it's been several of those. It's been network. One day I was told that somebody had knocked over a pole and they went to go digging and fix something and they tore the fiber optic out, and they had to repair that.
Right.
In other times, a few times it was on our end, but the majority of the time that it does go out, it's beyond our control. And you, of course, saw, what was that, over a year ago, that we got hacked?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, but that's not stupid. I haven't given up. I'm going to look around for you and see if I can get your internet price down and still keep you in a business class service. So, okay?
All righty. Appreciate it.
All right, man. You have a good day. Nice talking to you, Ron. If you ever need anything, you get a hold of me.
Okay. Thank you.
Is this a for real message here? A lady called in to say she's disgusted by the perversion and that you are all defending Trump? What?
Got nothing to do with defending. It's natural law.
Maybe
it's the way men behave.
Maybe she's a closet feminist and I offended her. Or maybe she really likes Hillary for reasons that I don't care to discuss on the air. John in Indiana. Hello, John.
Hi, good night.
Yes?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I just called in to weigh in on the whole debate thing, and I just wanted to say I thought it had some value, especially because I think it really demonstrates to anybody who's really paying attention that it just confirms that this whole thing is all a scam. You know, from top to bottom, it was all completely a smear job where there was no intention of actually having any real debate or any real issues discussed or anything along those lines. It's not an honest situation at all. And I think, you know, everything from these so-called moderators who are you know, trying to sit there and admonish, you could, I mean, they gang up on him, and you could just tell from the tone of the voice of how they were sort of interrogating Trump.
And
to bring up these issues, non-issues about morality is completely ridiculous. That's what these Trotskyite Hillary Clinton types do. They wrap themselves up in this sort of self-righteous, sanctimonious, holier-than-thou sort of position.
Well, and to demonstrate that, how many times have you heard Hillary Clinton talk about values? And she did not touch that with a 10-foot pole because that would be like a red flag to a bull. You want to talk about values, Hillary? You?
Well, also this whole thing about the hot mic. I mean, is she or is she not on recording of, like what I'm glad Trump brought up, the recording of her laughing about getting a rapist off the hook, knowing he was guilty for raping a little girl?
12-year-old girl, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, for the media to hammer on Trump for this nonsense and to completely ignore that and act like that doesn't mean anything. Never, you know, here's the thing that proves it even further to me is the spin that the mainstream is giving on this so-called debate where they're actually saying that she dominated and won the debate.
No. By the way, John, hold on one second. Ron, what did you tell me that Luntz did? Was it Luntz that did it? On 30 undecideds?
Oh, yeah. I forget who it was, but yeah, there were 30 undecided people that didn't know who they were going to vote for. After the debate, 25 of them decided to go in Trump's camp, and the other five, which were all women, decided to go for Hillary. And I think it had a great deal to do with health care, too. But they just didn't trust Trump.
Oh, you mean Hillary?
The five women didn't trust Trump.
Oh, you meant the five women, not the 25 that were undecided that said that they were going to now vote for Trump.
Right.
You know,
right.
And John in Indiana there, I think these polls are all skewed.
I think you're exactly right. But see, I think this is what this demonstrates is that there is no fair competition going on. This is a completely rigged game from top to bottom, and I think everybody needs to start realizing that this is not something that we're going to be able to fix you know, by playing nice and playing along with them, because they know what they're doing. This is not like...
And, John, who are you referring to, Trump and Hillary, or are you excluding?
Well, I'm saying the system that is going to select who they want and put them in there and try to convince the rest of us that we actually participated in some sort of fair democracy election or whatever. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just... I'll give you another example. She brings up, they're always talking about conspiracy theorists and how crazy and ridiculous.
That's another thing
are.
She didn't bring up is conspiracy.
Well, she did bring up her own conspiracy about how the Russians are.
Thank you for mentioning the Russians. By the way, I just saw a story that I saw fit not to post on republicbroadcasting.org. It's actually Vladimir Putin who wants the no-fly zone in Syria, when it was actually John Kerry last week that suggested that, and the first time that a Russian plane was shot down, how would you think that Russia would respond to that? So the media flipped that 180 degrees and blamed that on Vladimir Putin.
Well, there you go. Here's the thing. It's the duplicity at its highest form.
Oh, my God.
The entire situation.
I've never seen anything
they're
like
not
it.
They're not being straight about what they're really doing, and then they're trying to spin it into these tired old situations where it's like they are the good guys fighting for what's right and what's good.
Oh.
Just the same thing like with this whole moralistic nonsense. It's, they get on their high horse, they pick and choose. You cannot tell. I mean, you know, I don't understand how people are even... I feel, you said the Twilight Zone music, that's why I feel like we're in the Twilight Zone. I mean, how can they even with a straight face continue to even talk about this hot mic thing when Bill Clinton was actually impeached for his perversions and sexual misconduct,
and had his,
not to mention the rapes that are never addressed.
And John had his license to practice law lifted. And Hillary.
Well, exactly. All these things are facts. Yeah. They are facts.
But you got to fact check. You got to go to HillaryClinton.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, she's going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Let's go to the. Let's ask the weasel about the hen house. Right.
Yeah. That's, there you go. Hey, John.
Well, I just wanted to throw that in there because I mean, like I said, I've been checking up a little bit, holding my nose and trying to look at some of this mainstream media. And they are actually reporting that she dominated the thing and that she won. So that just tells me, you know, this situation, they're already going to steal it.
It's all in. Look, when Mike, what was the NBC guy that Hillary Clinton did the interview with, and then after that interview was over, she just absolutely spazzed. Now, here's a prime example of the wannabe Hillary Clinton, president of the United States, Matt Lauer. She went off on Matt Lauer and the entire crew that was there, the camera crew and the production crew, and she was screaming at the top of her lungs, you know, you'd better do better than this. If I go down, we're all going down. And what she was referring to is all the little commies in the news medias. She said, you guys don't get it. You don't understand what's at stake here. We are on the brink here of doing the hammer and sickle or whatever communist thing that you want to post up here in this country right now. And the only thing that I look for Donald Trump to do when he gets in there is to elect a few conservative judges, place them on the United States Supreme Court, do some things about some jobs in this country, look at this from a business standpoint. That's all I'm looking for this guy to do. It'll slow their roll. And the reason I'm saying this is the alternative media was not strong enough to counter the mainstream media and all that is surrounding and involved in it, and print, radio, I don't care what it is. You either got neocons or flat-out communists. Either take your pick. But when I'm looking at Donald Trump wading into this, and he knocked out 16 opponents, any one of those guys in the minds of the Democrats or in the neocons would have been 159% better than Donald Trump. He waylaid them, went right to the core of the problems in this country, and spoke about them. He's the one that busted up the political correctness in this country. And I'm hoping that if this guy gets in the White House, that this will give people courage to start acting political in their own states, to start doing what has been mapped out all along in the Constitution and the way it was set up. There's a reason.
You know what I think they're banking on is that they have dumbed down the public to such an extent that no one will. They actually believe, you know, that we're all way stupider than what we are, I think. And
they're rolling the dice, John. This is it.
Well, I think Trump, one good thing about Trump, win or lose, this is making it extremely transparent that we are not living in the United States of America under the Constitution that we all thought we were living in. We are already a taken over.
Yes.
Situation going on here, and I think that's great, but I'm telling you, they are going to steal it like they always, and they think it's going to be business as usual.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been thinking about that a lot today since I got so depressed watching that debate, and it's on. Hillary Clinton gets in office in January. All bets are off. All bets are off. And you better start planning for the Second American Restoration Project.
Yep.
All right. Exactly. John, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on, Rob.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Big John, Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
Round Rock, Texas. Places he calls home.
And if you spoke at all, he just said, hi, Big John.
Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Somebody said he came. Afternoon, gentlemen. Big Bad John and Ronald.
How you doing?
Talk to you. Well, fair to Midland, but, you know. Well, to quote Colonel Potter on the debate, that was horse hockey. and you know, the beauty of it is Trump did lay out, go to WikiLeaks. He's teaching people to go do their own stuff. Don't trust Hillary. Don't trust me. Go to WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Go learn on your own. So,
you know, I had seen things on television I knew I had to watch, but I was uncomfortable doing it. That was the moment for me. And I can't tell you this morning how many times I shut that thing off and paused it and went and did something else and came back. I had to literally force myself to watch the whole thing. Now
I had to shut it off at one point because I was about ready to discharge a firearm at my computer, and my poor innocent computer... And the wasted bullet on her, you know, angering me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, while I'm listening to this, I'll give you one guess what I was doing. I was sorting my food stocks.
Really?
So that they're ready to move.
Well, and you know what? I don't know what to say about that, except this.
Adaptability, John. That's what I'm teaching people.
Adaptability?
We cannot control the narrative. We cannot control what they're going to do, how bad they're going to fix this election. But all we can do is control how we react and are prepared to react correctly to do what we need to do for many reasons.
Well, do you think the National Association of Chiefs of Police are going to back a second American Revolution?
I'm not commenting on that, John.
Yeah, well, and you know what?
But I do know this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you on a skew of this subject. We do have a lot more freaky things going on that nobody's talking about. And what I tell, you've heard me say this, I tell people, pay attention to what's not being talked about.
Right.
This little clown thing going on around the nation where you're getting all these sightings, you're getting people. There was one in Milwaukee. I have one of my good friends at work. His friend called him after they left their shop at 2 o'clock in the morning. There was one of these things along the highway. Now, I knew it probably wasn't Bill Clinton because he was down towards St. Louis. But it could have been him trying to pick up some babes along the highway trying to get down there. But, but it was a real thing. It freaked the guy out. 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's some idiot in a clown suit. Now, can't put a finger on this yet, but...
Well, all I can
distraction.
Rob, all I can say is, I feel your pain.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like everybody's like, you know, the friends are saying after watching that and seeing how bad they ganged up on him, and everything, he said we're screwed.
You know, I for a split second, about a tenth of a second, I was watching Hillary Clinton's facial expressions. And I got to tell you, for a tenth of a second, I felt a little sorry for the woman. But it lasted one tenth of a second. Rob, I've got to go to break. Thanks for your call, my friend.
You take care, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.